Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the CEO of Carson Tahoe Health, Alan Garrett, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome for the first time to the program, Alan Garrett. He is the CEO of Carson Tahoe Health. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Great to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Your predecessor, Ed Epperson, was on the program many times over the years, and 17 years, right? He was the CEO
Maybe a little longer.
Yeah, well, amazing.
And I think he was CEO before that, so, I mean, he's got quite a legacy.
Yeah, it really has, because that place went from a little small-town hospital to a regional powerhouse.
Yeah.
And extending its reach beyond Carson City into the south part of Reno, and I would guess at some point beyond.
Douglas County and Lyon County and up by the lake and 21 different locations. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty impressive. All right, so I've got a whole variety of things to get to, so let's jump in.
You
bet. Don't know if you saw the report in the New York Times yesterday about this study that's come out about beef and pork. And what it says is that all the scares about eating these meat products from 30-odd years ago were wrong. That in this huge study, there is minimal danger to eating beef and pork. And this just strikes me as another example of where we see science reversing itself over the years.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
Well, I didn't see the article. When you hang around a lot of physicians like I do, they kind of help shape your kind of view of the world. I think about moderation. So I remember a long, long time ago meeting with a young primary care physician as my primary care physician, and he made a comment. He said, "Look, I've got nothing against McDonald's, but do not eat McDonald's every single day. And if you do, you don't have to go and supersize it, and you certainly don't have to eat all the French fries." And so I happen to like a good barbecued pork rib or an occasional steak, but I probably shouldn't be eating that every single day. And I know that fruits and vegetables and whole grains are healthy, and so I should be looking for it from a diet perspective about, you know, how do I moderate that?
You know, what's interesting, my hobby is cooking, okay? And I am a decent home cook. But I've been doing this now for a long time, and I like to read cookbooks as novels, okay? And so I pulled out one of the first cookbooks I ever bought, which was the 1978 version of Betty Crocker's cookbook, right?
Yeah, I've probably seen it.
Most basic cookbook you can find. And I'd given up on Betty Crocker quite a few years ago because all the portion sizes got much larger as it went into the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Anyway, looking back at the 78 one, I was stunned to see their recommendations for portion sizes. Pasta, 1.5 ounces, maybe 2 ounces. Mm-hmm. Rice, 1/2 cup of rice. Proteins like chicken, beef, etc., 2-3 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
And I suddenly went, that's from 40 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Hello, people. Here's a clue. When people keep asking, why is our society having all these health issues
yeah.
and we're getting so obese, I think the answer is right there from 40 years ago,
yeah.
which is we're eating too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it that
well,
simple?
No, I mean, I think that's a big part of it. I mean, but I think part of it also is maybe not back in the 70s, but, you know, processed food. I mean, we're a society that is running all over the place. And so you get these more and more convenience foods, and we think of that and say, wow, isn't that great? But the reality is when you process a bunch of that food, you lose a big chunk of the health benefits. And so it's kind of getting back to natural cooking and trying to use fresh ingredients. And I've been known to eat processed food. I'm not gonna dispute that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and once again, though, but let's not eat processed food 7 days a week. And I think if you looked at, you know, so I think about the food pyramid, probably from the 70s. That's what I grew up with in elementary school. And now it's the plate and it's portions. And when you look at the fact that obesity is rampant in the United States, and then you travel abroad and you see it's less so in other countries, you kind of wonder, what is it about the American culture that drives some of that? And then we all know obesity leads to diabetes, and diabetes leads to all kinds of other issues. That happens to be one of the top three issues for us in our primary service area. We just completed a needs assessment, and obesity and diabetes prevalent. And part of it's lack of exercise, because who's got the time, and poor dietary habits, and, you know, there's processed refined sugar everywhere, and there's, you know, sodas and all of that. And we read about that stuff in the papers all the time. It's a complex issue.
I remember traveling to England years ago and seeing that the portions were getting increased dramatically
mm-hmm.
there. About 20 years ago, I saw it in Italy in the tourism industry, certainly being directed at British travelers to
yeah.
Italy. In a recent trip in Greece and in Portugal, in the tourist areas, I saw the increased portions. When you went to local places, all of a sudden it became back to what would be considered normal.
Yeah.
So we are spreading
yeah.
our thing. By the way, going back to the McDonald's thing, when I first came to the United States in 1972, a McDonald's hamburger was small.
Mm-hmm.
A
yeah.
quarter pounder was considered large.
Right. The biggest hamburger known to man
right.
at the time. Yeah.
And a small fries was a small fries.
Yeah.
What we've seen is because food has become so cheap that the
yeah.
increase in size and
yeah.
with the marketing that backs it up, I don't really see the public being the ones to blame. I look at the marketing that goes along with it, where you're watching something on television, well, you know, eat this giant thing.
Yeah, well, I think about when I was a kid, you know, I'd watch the Saturday morning, you know, cartoons, and every commercial was a cereal commercial for and it wasn't Grape Nuts, it was the super sugary cereals, or it was the Mattel toys, and, you know, that's American industry and business and marketing, and, you know, there's a part of me who says I can't fault them for that, because that if that's where the target market is, how do you reach the target market? You know, but from a person who's dedicated his life to healthcare, you know, we need to be more thoughtful, you know, and so I don't know what
whose responsibility is it to teach, because, you know, chronic disease has now come up in the presidential campaigns the last several
yeah.
cycles, and pharma is one of the ones that is helping to fund that promotion towards presidential candidates saying, what are you going to do about chronic disease? But is it the food processes, the restaurants, grocery stores, government, common sense among the public? Because it's gone so many generations now that, you know, if you said to somebody, you know, you shouldn't be eating 1/2 pound burger, they'd look at you like, well,
yeah.
it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Why would
yeah.
I not?
Yeah. Well, you know, I can speak for Carson Tahoe. We believe in education and have a number of outreach programs to try and help the community understand you know, what healthy habits are and what non-healthy habits are. That doesn't mean by just bringing them to a class or giving them a pamphlet or talking to them, they're going to change their behaviors. But they can't change their behaviors until they begin to understand that. I think companies have a responsibility, but that's not every company in America has a social conscience to be able to say, hey, I'm gonna do what's right. And so I think that's a harder thing for companies to do. I go back several years ago, REI, Recreational Equipment Incorporated, said, hey, on Black Friday, the biggest retail day of the year, we're gonna close the stores and ask all of our employees to get outside. I don't know what drain that had on their sales, but that they took a stand and said, look, this shouldn't be about selling product. We're here to enable a lifestyle and to help get you outdoors. And so I admire the company for doing that, but how many companies are really doing that? I mean, Black Friday sales are now Thursday afternoon. I mean, you choose. Are you going to watch the football game, or are you going to go to the big mass retailer and buy your, you know, Black Friday, you know, sales stuff? So, you know, but I think there's a lot of organizations in communities who can do the education, and we can teach those things in schools. I think if you get into the fifth grade, so what I found is fifth graders all of a sudden have the hand-eye coordination to play the video games at length, and then they stop going outside. But fifth graders are also impressionable and hopefully most of the time listen to parents. Why can't we talk to them about, look, good eating, you know, when you want a snack, grab the little cutie or the fresh fruit, don't go for the chips, get off the couch, let's go outside and play. And get good sleep and stay hydrated and all those things that we take for granted that maybe aren't necessarily taught anymore on a routine basis in, you know, to kids.
One of the things that surprised me with the education system is with the ability for people to use technology, tablets, et cetera, which are going into more and more schools, obviously,
yes.
That we have not created a teaching cycle with programs on those tablets and phones and screens, et cetera, that would be more helpful. Whereas in so many schools in Nevada, we're using 20-odd year old, if not older, textbooks to teach kids.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's the kind of thing that plagues many industries, this notion of you have to evolve and change with the times. And you know, so I think about healthcare specifically. It used to be all about, well, if you've got a lot of sick people, then build a lot of hospital beds. And, you know, probably in northern Nevada, we may at some point in time need more beds. There's a lot of folks coming to northern Nevada. But that's not the way to do healthcare. Healthcare needs to be about improving health and wellness, keeping people out of the hospital, keeping you fit, getting you plugged into our primary care physician, getting those diagnostic tests. We've got all kinds of, we know the stuff to do. We just have to be able to make it easy for people to access that. And we have to change the way we think about healthcare. So we have technology now that you can have a physician visit on your cell phone. And well, my mom, who's 90 years old, may not want to have a primary care visit on her cell phone. My daughter in her 20s would love to do that and not have to go to the physician office. And when you're just doing the normal checkup kind of thing, that works great.
Have we gotten to the point where, because I saw this, I used to be a weatherman on TV, and I remember every time a new computer system came out from the National Weather Service, there would be a segment of older meteorologists who would say, you know what, I'm just not going to learn one more system because I already learned 20 systems over my career.
Yeah.
It's time to retire. And we saw this with doctors over the last few years as we've gotten to more computerized medical records, and that's been, you know, the direction we've had to go. And a lot of doctors have just said, you know, enough. I'm spending too much time on the computer. I'd rather spend my time with the patients, so therefore it's time to retire. Have we moved past that phase now, or are we at the end of it? So now it's a new generation of doctors or doctors who are older who have said, no, this is fine.
Yeah, I don't know that we're at the end of it, but we're certainly getting closer to the end of it. You know, put yourself in the shoes of a physician who's been practicing for a while. They started off with a paper chart. They wrote everything down. We've been doing that since kindergarten. It becomes really, really comfortable. And now we throw this computer system in front of you. And so there's two issues. One, you have to learn the computer system and how all that works. And it may not be entirely as intuitive as writing down notes. And it takes a heck of a lot more time as you go through that learning curve. But that creates some structure to the data. Down the road, we can take that data and analyze and look for trends and understand how things connect. And a physician can use that. But at the moment where they're trying to document the chart, it's difficult. What the saving grace there is, physicians are scientists. So when you begin to see how that data that comes from that electronic record can actually impact and improve care, that's when physicians start saying, well, maybe it is worth making that investment. And they're also finding viable workarounds. So there's a lot of emergency physicians who say, look, it's really fast-paced in the emergency department. We've got a lot of people. So they have people who come alongside, we call them scribes, and chart for them. They just dictate, and we also have got, you know, the Dragon technologies and the voice recognition. And so, I mean, people have adapted, physicians have adapted, but the science behind all of that data can be powerful, and that's how physicians kind of get their head around, maybe this does make sense.
All right, let's take a break. More with Alan Garrett, the CEO of Carson Tahoe Health, when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnette, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Alan Garrett. He's the CEO of Carson Tahoe Health. Medicare for All, obviously, a big part of this political campaign.
Yeah.
Frankly, to me, it makes no sense whatsoever. Basically, because if you qualify for Medicare, at whatever age, 65 or whatever it is, you've been paying into that system ever since you started working.
Sure.
You have paid into that system, so therefore you are getting the benefits from that system. I think it's an incredible system, to be honest. If you have Medicare and a supplement, you are in fantastic shape. But to be able to expand that to the entire population seems crazy. From a hospital perspective, how does this strike you?
Well, that is the million dollar or the trillion dollar question, really.
Literally.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think people, the issue is so complex, there's not going to be a simple answer. So, I go back to the ACA. Now, there's folks who say ACA.
Obamacare.
Obamacare. Folks say Obamacare was great, and other folks who say Obamacare wasn't great. And as a healthcare professional, what I would say is there were parts of that that were pretty good, and there were parts of that that just didn't work. And so Medicare for All, similar, you know, hey, so the idea of everybody having access to healthcare, as a healthcare person, I like that idea. How in the world we're going to pay for that, I don't know. What I do know is when the U.S. is spending 18, almost 19% of the gross domestic product on healthcare, and our healthcare outcomes are kind of average in the world, that's a problem. So we've got to figure out a way to bend that cost curve. I tell the staff at Carson Tahoe that we've got to continue to reduce the cost of healthcare. We've got to be more efficient. That's not about us driving a bottom line. We're a not-for-profit organization. We just need to be able to buy new equipment and pay fair wages. What that's really about is that with these high deductible health plans, I'm going to guess one out of every three people in Northern Nevada can't afford health care without some significant supplement. So we've got to be able to be smarter about how we do health care.
You raise a very interesting point there, which I had not thought about before, which is with Medicare, you get the basic plan.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to be covered, you have to purchase a supplement for a couple $100 in addition that covers the things that Medicare doesn't cover. So is there discussion within the industry of your basic health care where you're going to end up with, you know, a $10,000, $12,000 deductible, and as you say, it doesn't cover anything until you hit that deductible, so therefore you're paying all that money out and you're not getting any benefit. Do you now buy a supplement that covers certain things that are not covered until you hit that deductible? Does that make any sense? I've not heard that discussion at all.
Yeah, you know, so A, I don't know how many insurers are going to take that risk. I mean, insurance is designed to result in a profit for the insurance company at the end of the day. And there's, you know, so many different things that can go on. And then in likely to be able to afford that insurance, that would be pretty expensive. You know, being able to kind of cover that first dollar. But there may be folks who come along and say, hey, we'll cover certain things because we have a better way of, you know, controlling that. I saw the other day that Tesla was now getting into the car insurance market, which just sounds kind of strange, other than the fact that they've got little computers on board. And so they really understand how somebody drives and can assess risk based, and that's what insurance is really all about. So I do think we will see a continuing evolution in the insurance market. If you look at the total healthcare spend, there's a lot of money spent in insurance, but a lot of that turns out to be shareholder profit. I'm a capitalist, I live in America, I'm a business person, I get that. But, you know, at some point in time, we need to figure out what's the right balance between doing right for American people and what's the right thing to do for American business.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Alan Garrett, the CEO of Carson Tahoe Health. I was shocked and surprised and pleased to get a note from the Nevada Division of Insurance yesterday pointing out the rates of increase for the insurance for the coming year. And it was pretty close to zero, 1.9%, 0.9%, depending on what plans. Did that surprise you that the rate of increase was so low this cycle?
Yeah, I'm pleased as well. That's the direction we need to head. But it is somewhat surprising because I continue to see the cost of healthcare increasing. So the tough part there is, what does that really mean? And does that mean a change of the actual benefits or higher deductibles and copays? Which is why we say, look, we've got to find new ways to provide health care. You know, I mentioned before the cell phone visit. Well, that's a lot more cost effective than somebody having to take an hour and a half out of the day and come to an office and all that kind of stuff. And so maybe some of those things are beginning to work. Some of the wellness initiatives that we're trying to implement are beginning to work. That's how we need to continue to address healthcare, because you can't just automatically reduce the overall payment and expect the healthcare industry to adapt. We have proven we can't do that. You know, for 50 years, we've been unable to really control the cost curve. Now we just need to transform and need to innovate the way we deliver care.
And I've got to say, my primary care doctor's office, you go in, you check in, they take your cell phone number, and then they text you when you're about 15 minutes out. I mean, that alone saves a couple of hours sitting in that doctor's office. And I am eternally grateful for that.
We just implemented that for our emergency departments and our urgent care. So you can go online on the website, see what the wait time is. You can save your place in line because of that. I mean, to try and reduce that wait state in healthcare makes everybody happier. And it's, I would rather wait at home than wait in a crowded emergency department and still be able to get the care I need.
To say the least. Yeah. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Come back, will you?
Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.